This show furnished by GS Medical Center and Dr. Gregory A. Smith.
Cutting through the massive disinformation and propaganda to give you the truth about medical and political controversies. This is Truth, Medicine, and Politics with the executive producer of the award-winning film, American Addict, Dr. Gregory A. Smith. To get on air live with your questions or comments, call 800-222-5222. That's 800-222-5222. Or 800-ABC-KABC. And now, Dr. Gregory A. Smith.
Well, it is Saturday night, and I am back. And before we start tonight, there's a couple things I want to announce. First of all, American Addict 2 is now on Amazon.com, on iTunes, DirecTV. If you're an Amazon Prime member, you can see it for free. But this is a film that I want everyone to see. As you know, we did actually let it be seen for free for a little bit. So if you didn't see it for free, it's out pretty much everywhere now. And then I've been getting a lot of emails from different people that are now listening to the show. And it's been very encouraging. And I just want to thank everybody. I mean, I'm getting emails from different countries, different states. I want to especially say hi to Rachel out in Florida, Holistic Nurses, a bunch of nurses in Florida supporting the show. And then there's a lot of people in Serbia that actually listen a lot. So I just want to thank you guys for your support and watch the film. You know, tonight is a very important show. I'm going to bring my guest tonight is James Martinez. I'm going to bring him on in a minute. And he was on the show back in December, and he's back already because I think this topic is so important. And we're talking about the topic of cold fusion. A lot of people don't even know what that is. But when you think about poverty, when you think about wars, most of these things are all triggered by the lack of or the fight for energy. Oil, coal, things like this, nuclear. But what if energy was free? I mean, a lot of people are familiar with Nikola Tesla, that was able, supposedly, to create energy out of air. And I'm sure people have seen things on YouTube with people experimenting like that. But if this technology is available and can go out to everybody right now, what could it do to change lives? Could do a tremendous amount for people. It could really do a tremendous amount. And my guest tonight is James Martinez. He is a media ecologist. His website is coldfusionnow.org. That's coldfusionnow.org. Also, jamesmartinezmedia.net. He's at the forefront of trying to bring this out into the public so we can make some changes. And really, when you think about this, this is like a cure for cancer. It is a game changer. It makes all the difference in the world. James is in studio with us tonight. James, thank you for being here. How are you tonight?
Thank you so much. Appreciate your invitation and allowing me to be here. Thanks a lot.
Hey, last time we had you on the phone, it's always nice to have you here in studio. And first of all, I want to make sure the audience understands, what is cold fusion?
Okay, I'm gonna super simplify it. And give people some kind of references from where they can go check it out and get a longer kind of definition of it. First, in terms of media that covered this subject, there's a movie called The Saint many years ago, starring Val Kilmer and Elizabeth Shue. That's a great kind of narrative of the whole effect of what it could be and what it would be on the impact of society. There's a YouTube video where 60 Minutes did a piece on this many years ago. And if people YouTube Cold Fusion 60 Minutes, they'll get a 12-minute really well-done expose of how it started, where it's going, and the fact that this new science exists. But essentially what cold fusion is there were two scientists way back in 89, Stanley Pons and a guy named Bob Fleischman. What they were doing was initiating a new form of energy release, using hydrogen, nickel, and water. And the term cold fusion came to be in 89 when they announced that they created a reaction where not only were they creating a lot of heat, but they're creating excess energy, which means, imagine every time you plug in like your toaster oven or anything where you need to power up something, when you put it in and charge up your phone, for instance, you have a certain amount of energy that goes into it, and then you charge it up. When you trigger a chemical reaction or nuclear, I'll leave that to the scientists to debate what that is. When you insert a certain amount of energy into this reaction, you get more energy coming out than you had going in. And in fact, the energy coming out sometimes is 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 times the amount going out. So this totally alters a lot of the laws of physics that we thought were the case. And when you have non-entropy like that, and you have more energy coming out than you do going in, now that changes the equation of everything. And the big issue was, is it a nuclear reaction? Is it a chemical reaction? And when this first happened, this went in every major newspaper, all over TV, everywhere all over the world. It was the biggest news story. It was the end of our energy crisis. And the moment that happened, it ended. And that was shut down. These two scientists, their careers were over, and they vanished. Bob Fleischman, actually, he passed away in England many years ago, and Stanley Pons is, he doesn't even want to be around anymore. He's in France, and he has not showed his face since all this accumulation has occurred. But essentially what it means is when you have a cold fusion reaction, you have more energy going out than you do going in, and it creates massive heat. So that means when it continually goes on and on and on and on and on, now you have this excess amount of energy that is continuous, that is non-toxic, non-nuclear, doesn't hurt the environment. And that moment in history altered everything, which is why it was suppressed, and why it was put in a position where nobody would talk about it. And if you even mentioned it, your whole career would be over. And this is still going on in some places, in some so-called advanced educational schools like MIT, where they're allowing the discussion of this, but they won't acknowledge it. But it's been acknowledged. There's people doing this all over the world now in multiple countries with multiple agendas and with multiple corporations involved as well. So we're at the beginning of a situation where we don't have scarcity anymore, because everything that we do and everything that we're involved with creates energy to get there. And like you said at the beginning, when you have people that want power over others, literally, and people that are living in times of scarcity, whether it's financial or otherwise, when you bring in something like this to the game, equalizer. It's over. It's the ultimate equalizer. That's what it is.
When I read about Pons and Fleischman, their story reminded me of something that's going on currently with several doctors, holistic doctors that have gone up mystical suicides and disappearing flat out murder. It's like when something is discovered that really shakes up the paradigm, you have this, people are at risk. So it's a shame, because when these guys first came out, you're right, it was the biggest thing ever. And it was just squashed. And you would think that if you have something that could change the world like this, that people would be rushing in to see what it's about, to exploit it. It would seem like all the researchers that were brought in just to squash it, to just say this doesn't work.
Right. Because
it's terrible.
You're in my way. It's highly disruptive. But as I mentioned to you earlier on the phone this morning, we need a disruption. Right. We need a kick in the face, all of humanity, and to rearranging where we're going, how we treat each other, and what we're going to do.
We need a kick in a lot of body parts, not just the face.
Right. Yeah. You know what I mean.
Right. Well, so you're saying that this technology is here. It's out there. The genie is out of the bottle, so to speak. So where is it? How can people get
this
technology?
There's a website called BerluinEnergy.com. They're the current leaders in the world.
Can you spell that for the audience?
BRILLOUIN energy.com. BerluinEnergy.com. If anybody just Berluin Energy Cold Fusion, it'll come up. This is the Northern California company, which is right next to SRI International. SRI International is one of the world's biggest, most famous labs, where the internet came out a lot of defense projects are going on there, and they do advanced research and so forth. They're up there with those guys, and they've been in that whole area where all the biggest companies, technological companies, computer companies are. Look, they're involved, okay? They don't talk about it. They don't want to talk about it. And they're not running around telling the public they're involved with it. But it's been my duty since I knew about it since 89. I've been involved with kind of educating people and telling people about it, that some of the biggest companies in the world, they're all in. They're involved. They don't want anybody else to know they're involved, but they're involved. And when you think about that, when you don't have full transparency of this subject, it can create problems and conflicts. And I think for something like this, I've always taken a media ecological approach to it, because that term means expressing and talking about the dialogue on how this affects cultural behavior between people. Because that's really what it comes down to. Because I was just in Washington, D.C., and I saw like a lot of bizarre behavior having to do with this.
Yeah.
Just talking about it,
right,
and then talking about what's going to come next with it. But that needs to be discussed openly with the public, not just policymakers. The people involved that are running the show, creating policy, they're done as far as I'm concerned. They have failed badly.
A lot of people agree with that.
Yeah, they have not represented the people. So the good news is there's committees being formed right now in D.C. with people that are going to come out and discuss this.
Well, there was an article that's I don't remember where I read it. It's an alternative media article that is basically saying that Donald Trump is the answer for cold fusion, because their philosophy is that he's a businessman, he'll want to exploit it, and that since he is an outsider, he's not going to suppress it. Whereas they're saying that Hillary is the opposite situation, going to protect big oil and all these things. Because we, at the end of the day here, if this gets out, right, what happens to big oil and utility companies? Their profit margins are going to go into the ground.
It's a very good
question.
So
are they going to fight this? Are they the ones that are suppressing this? Because the reason why I say this, James, is that you're out there in the forefront talking about this.
Yes.
And just like people, just like doctors and other people in all these different realms are talking about controversy, and people are afraid. They're afraid for their safety. They're afraid for their family's safety, because when you speak out and you're talking about cutting into billions, even trillions of dollars here, does that concern you at all?
No. Not. I've had the threats, and I know what's at stake. And I got involved with this in 89 when I was on the board of advisors of something called the Freedom of Thought Foundation, which, and on that board was Colonel Fletcher Prouty, Walter Boert, and Colonel Tom Bearden, and myself. And I was brought in because they knew I would outlive everybody, and I had certain talents to be able to get through to people on this, which still rings true today because I can. So when that happened, we knew it was disruptive, we knew we were going to make enemies, and we also knew that we were not going to survive in the future because of such damage that we've done to the environment. I don't need to like sell that to people. All I need to say is one word: Fukushima. That's
look
it.
Look around. Yeah.
We have failed totally, completely, absolutely, unequivocally. That is unacceptable that we have done that to our oceans, to our food processing, everything. Nobody talks about it. Nobody wants to deal with it. We are screwed. We need to – that is motivation enough for everybody to get to the center of the table and let's rediscuss what we're going to do next, which is why – I'm not worried about this anymore. And a lot of people in D.C. are not worried about it. And I've met with military people, all sorts of people. They know this is coming. And this is ironic. This is all happening at this time because we're at the crossroads for entire humanity. We're facing a complete, total meltdown of the global currency system. We have the most dangerous, insane presidential election of history happened. I haven't heard Trump talk about anything having to do with this, though I was indirectly contact with press people that know him that I told about this, and they were terrified of even me putting me on the air about this. And that, well, I'll tell you what it was Alex Jones's outfit. He won't touch this stuff. His producers, I talked to him about this, and I said, look, you want this out there because this is, if you're going to have a disruptive, totally insane presidential election that looks like a bad TV reality show, then we need to upgrade the elevation of this consciousness a little bit and put something into the game to alter it. I'm not worried about Hillary or Trump, actually, because other countries are going to come out with this anyway.
Yeah.
Which is why in this National Defense Authorization Act budget for 2007, it includes cold fusion, and it says it's a national security issue because other countries are funding it. Other governments are funding it, and they're putting lots into it. And they're going to come out with it.
So the national security issue because they're afraid other countries will develop it, or there is it just another way to
the way this has been worded, because that's good that you said that. I'm glad that you said that, because how things are worded around this is critical. When they call it a national security issue, it's more like national insecurity, because it's other people are developing it. We're not. Are we going to weaponize it? Is it going to be weaponized? You know, and how come we're behind and we're American? We're supposed to be ahead of everybody and let's go bomb some houses. You know, that's one way of wording it.
Right.
It's more national insecurity because of competition. And that we, this company in California and another one, we haven't nearly put the amount of money we should versus other countries that are pouring it in there.
Right. My guest tonight is James Martinez. We are talking about cold fusion. We're talking about you not having to have a gas or electric bill anymore. Really, that's what we're talking about to the consumer level. You got to call in and talk about this with my guest, James Martinez. We'll be right back. And when we come back, I want to continue with that and really talk about Washington, what's going on in Washington, D.C., with the whole topic of cold fusion and free energy. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Truth, Medicine, and Politics with Dr. Gregory A. Smith. To get on the air live with your questions or comments, call 800-222-5222. That's 800-222-5222 or 800-ABC-KABC. We'll be right back right after this break.
Okay, here we go. Drive home promo, take one.
Hey, it's Jillian Barbary, and how do you want me to say in the beginning?
On the next drive home.
Okay.
Here we go. Take two.
Coming up on the drive. Blah, blah, blah.
Take three.
Coming up on the drive home. John, I can never do these. Oh, I'm not going to be able to do it.
You're telling me.
F*** you.
Just listen in between three and six on talk.
Can I just add that now?
Sure.
Okay.
Take whatever.
Talk radio 790 KABC.
Yeah, great job, Jill.
Are you tired of the old bait and switch when you're buying auto insurance online? May I interest you in a conversation with an actual human being regarding your insurance needs? If so, call HVH Insurance Services at 888-498-4495. HVH Insurance specializes in auto, home, and business insurance. For honesty, integrity, and a personal relationship with your broker, pick up the phone today and call HVH at 888-498-4495 or log on to hvhins.com. That's hvhins.com.
Now through July 12th at Smart and Final, Foster Farms chicken drumsticks or thighs are only 89 cents a pound in the family pack, limit four packs, and stock up on Crystal Geyser water. 35-pack half-liter bottles are two for $8 plus CRV. Smart and Final, your summer hosting headquarters.
Hi, it's Alan Gervey.
And I'm Carrie Kasem.
Need some legal, moral, or just common sense advice?
Then tune in to Gervey's Law Saturdays at 2 when we open up the discussion and tackle difficult issues in law and life.
That's right. You've heard of Murphy's Law, but have you heard of Gervey's Law? Gervey's Law is that anything that can go wrong can also go right. And we go at it with some of the greatest legal minds in the country.
It's the intersection of law and life. Don't miss it. Saturdays at 2 right here on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Hey, it's Jillian Barbary. I want to tell you guys about Northwest Rugs and Furniture. You know, they've been locally owned for 24 years. They've got the largest selection of rugs on the West Coast, and they pride themselves on having quality rugs and furniture at great prices. Northwest Rugs and Furniture have a diverse selection of dining room, bedroom, and living room furniture. Northwest Rugs and Furniture, where quality matters. They have a huge 4th of July sale. It's happening now, so you get to enjoy the lowest prices of the season on rugs. Make sure to visit their store in Sherman Oaks and visit them online at nwrugs.com.
Welcome, bienvenue, welcome.
Divinely.
Cabaret.
Dangerously.
Cabaret to cabaret.
Decadent. Roundabout Theater Company's Cabaret.
At the Hollywood Pantages Theater, July 19th through August 7th.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, join 790 KABC for the greatest show
on Surf Love.
The San Clemente Ocean Festival.
July 16th and 17th.
At the San Clemente Pier.
Celebrating 40 years of fun in the sun.
And there's something for everyone. With competitions in running, swimming.
Don't forget surfing and boating.
Plus music, parties, and more.
Grab your boards, keyboards that is, and boogie on over to KABC.com for all the details.
Want the truth? You're listening to Truth, Medicine, and Politics with Dr. Gregory A. Smith. To get on the air live with your questions or comments, call 800-222-5222. That's 800-222-5222 or 800-ABC-KABC. And now, Dr. Gregory A. Smith.
Man, Jackson 5. I like that. Wow, so we're back. This is Dr. Gregory Smith, and my guest tonight is James Martinez, and we're talking about cold fusion. And for those who missed the beginning of the program, cold fusion is, in a nutshell, a way to allow people to have basically unlimited energy that's basically free or extremely low cost. We were talking about the politics behind this because, you know, the way my mind always works about this is follow the money. And when I follow the money, I look at how much the utility companies and oil companies, how much money they control, how we're all dependent on them for power. I look at the third world countries and places that are in extreme poverty, and what do they all have in common? They don't have energy. They don't have energy to get clean water. They don't have energy to power different tools or things to farm. They don't have energy, and that's used against them. And then I look at wars. Look at the wars that we've been in, currently in. Often it's about oil. So, James, we were talking about the difference between Hillary, Donald Trump. You're saying it may not matter what they think. You mentioned that how the Chinese government's approaching this. How are the Chinese looking at this problem?
When I was in D.C. about a week and a half ago, I was introduced to a man and a woman representing the Chinese government on environmental issues. And they had rapport with a woman that arranged the meeting in D.C. that has put together the initial committee of people about cold fusion, and she arranged this for us. So I sat down with both of them and the chief of science for Berlin Energy, and I was there with another gentleman who was the inventor of the 3D printer and one of the first people to finance cold fusion. He was there. And when we sat down with them, I was shocked because they're coming from a position of cooperation, urgency, a change in humanity, and also fear. Fear about their own future as a country because of the incredibly horrible, horrific pollution situation that they have there and water issue. They were looking at it as if it's not, we don't care how much it costs. We need to utilize this and get it starting immediately. Otherwise, we're not going to survive. Our next generation won't survive at all. And they're totally serious about it, and they weren't competitive. It's not like, you know, you have it and we don't and all this other stuff. They're way past that. They're way past that, and we need to do this for the planet, and it should be a shared joint effort with the United States and China, and it should be public and communal.
Do they acknowledge that it exists? I mean, they acknowledge the technology exists.
Yes, they know.
So they're embracing it.
Yes, yes, they are.
And our country is denying it. Is that accurate?
Well, it's not denying it. It's just lagging and behind and not making it a priority. I mean, this has made it a priority. The fact that in the National Defense Authorization Act, they put it in there and said, this is a national security thing, and we need to start putting money in this because all these other countries are. Otherwise, we're going to have big problems.
But there's so many things circulating on the internet saying that it's fantasy, that it doesn't exist, that it doesn't work. I saw the government themselves put out documents saying, we've investigated this yet again, it doesn't work.
Right.
So, again, is it just suppression or they don't want the people to know?
That's a couple of things. One, it's counterintelligence. Two, it's maintaining it for themselves. Because I've talked to government agencies other than the ones I dealt with in D.C., and they know that they have XAC. They know they have it, but they want to keep it for themselves and dominate the situation. And I won't give this guy any more publicity than he has already, but they know they have XAC in all these other countries, and I have data like hundreds and hundreds of pages of data saying that they're creating excess heat. It's what happens when they have the excess heat, how to turn that into something that's useful, that's been the issue. They don't want the public to get this ever, because once they do, it's over. Everything is over. Everything will be redesigned. It is going to completely change how we deal as countries with each other. It's going to change international relations. It's going to change economics. It's going to change. It's going to have complete biological impact on individuals in their normal lives. And it's going to change how we relate to each other.
Who doesn't want it? Globalists? Elites? Who are we saying?
The people that have been in power for the past many hundreds of years, that have felt the need to have power over others financially, have felt the need to use warfare to have power over others, to enslave countries with banks. And this is nothing new that I'm saying here. A lot of people know this already. That psychology and having need to have power over others, this is what has stopped disruptive technology from coming out and benefiting everybody. Is because I did a long time ago, I talked to one military guy. He says, well, we can't handle it. You can't handle it. He said, what do you mean? I can handle it. I mean, I said, what are you referring to, me specifically or just generally? He said, no, generally, public can't deal with it. They can't deal with this, and they're going to exploit it, and they're going to do this. And so that may or may not be true, but that's why education is needed. And this is why I've been doing this for a very, very long time, discussing this and getting people ready. Because, you know, people look in the mirror and they have their daily lives and they're all in debt. Some of them are living in polluted areas. They're not happy about what's potentially in the future. But this exists. It's here now. This is a kind of a celebration that this is. When this came out, this document came out, it freaked everybody out. Freaked everybody out.
Because the problem is that a lot of people don't even know about the document. I mean, until you shared it, I didn't know about the document. This is part of the problem, is that like people in their cars listening to this right now, I mean, they don't get this kind of information every day. Most of the time you turn on the radio and it's just some other pop story about what's going on in entertainment or celebrity world. And you talk about things that are able to change the world and people don't listen. It's frustrating. So what you're talking about here is the government basically admitting that the technology exists, because they're putting it into the budget.
Right. They're saying, we need to put money in this. And they're saying it in a very safe way. Because here's the thing. I have said, and all the other scientists who know about this, everybody's invited to the party. We're not leaving anybody out. So the way it's deployed is critical. We don't need to create competition. We don't need, I mean, I was at with the military, and somebody arranged a meeting at DITRA, which is the Defense Threat Agency. It's a kind of oversees technology and what it's going to do in warfare on a nuclear level. And half the room was just dead-faced, and the other half were asking questions. And they remembered when this came out, and they said, oh, I thought that was no. So then we have the chief of science explaining it, and this was the actual paper that he presented in there. And it went into and showed the excess heat and went into all the science of it. And I'm sitting there watching these guys, and I'm like, we've been doing this the entire time. What are you guys doing? And I was kind of amazed that half of them were just, you know, oh, no, we're going to have to deal with this. And other ones were excited, and they were kind of asking questions.
Well, who's going to, you know, when you say everyone's invited to the party, you know, the way that I see it is that it may not be such a lose for the big utility companies, because the big oil companies, the big utility companies, they're already in place. Someone's got to regulate it. So as this genie comes out of the bottle, you would think that they could maybe even get behind this because they would be the ones that could sell, sort of disseminate the technology. Is that reasonable?
No, I've had conversations about that all the time. We want cooperation. We're not making enemies. We want to make a cleaner planet. If it benefits you, benefits me. Let's discuss and create win-win strategies. That's what we're doing. But most people don't think like that. Because this, look, if Trump were to seriously take a look at this and understand it, he'd probably have to change his rap quite a bit.
What do you mean?
Well, because he's about competition.
Right.
He's about aggressive relations in some cases with certain people. Even though he's promoting the better relationship with China and Russia and so forth. But he's been labeled, every problem in the world that we're having, it's all his fault, of course, right? And Hillary, she's perfectly great and she can get away and do whatever we want. I mean, it's just total insanity. And the only reason I'm going around talking about this is to introduce the subject matter to change the conversation a little bit.
So you're saying that this technology makes us have to be more cooperative with other countries and not isolation.
If I have a factory and a shoe factory and you have a shoe factory and I have it, I have that tech and you don't, I win. I beat you. My prices are lower. My cost ratio is greatly reduced. And I don't have limitations. And it also creates another great thing is that I don't have to work as much potentially.
Right.
My bills are going to be different. My amount of cost is going to be different. I mean, cars are going to be fueled by this in the future. Everything is going to have an application for this. Because I was there and it was really weird because in D.C. I was discussing the military applications of it, which is, it's okay to discuss that, but I'm like, that's not what really we should be discussing. We have plenty of things that we can kill each other with.
That's what they do? I mean, when we look at this, isn't DARPA involved in this in terms of?
Yes, there is a meeting at DARPA, the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency. That is the R&D wizard shop of all technology. And well-financed,
military,
everything, yeah.
So when they're involved, it already smells bad at that point?
Not necessarily. There was a meeting in DARPA in D.C. I was not attending that one. I attended a representative that I met in California about it that I was referred to. And it was very interesting because he was actually quite open. He wouldn't confirm or anything, even though I know that they got it and they know what it is and whatever. He was wanted to know what I knew, who I knew, and who I was talking to. And then as I opened up the conversation more, then he started to open up more. Well, maybe we should put some money into that. That'd be a good idea. I want to create some XAC myself. And I'm like, okay, good. All right, good. So get on with it. And he's saying, well, show me some data. And I pressed the button, and all the data went to him. So this is that was a major, important bridge, because normally they wouldn't do that. They would just, like, end that conversation. Period.
You see, one of my biggest concerns about this and other things that are coming out that can really help people is that people are so programmed to not believe things. So when you come up with something like this, everyone's so used to going to the gas station and filling up. They're so used to paying their electric bill. They're so used to things being a certain way. And we're inundated with information to support that, to keep that paradigm going. So it's almost, when people hear this, I'm concerned they're even going to really even believe that it does exist, because again, you type on the internet, cold fusion, free energy, and it's the wild, wild west. You got people in there saying this is, we know there's disinformation. We know there's people hired by the government that just go in there and do that.
Angle I will come at. I was one of the people that deployed Operation Mind Control 2.0. The first book was called Operation Mind Control 1. It was authored by my business partner, Walter Bowert. I brought out the second volume, and I was involved in the education of behavior modification and how to install behavioral strategies in the public.
This was governmental. You worked with the government with this?
No. I was the exposing it. I mean, the Bourne Supremacy, the new movie that's coming out, was based upon the work that we exposed, MKUltra. But that was minor in comparison to what we found about at how governments and advertising agencies can control realities of people, control behavior, alter behavior, using sleight of mouth, so to speak, and all sorts of technologies available to put somebody in a false reality. And then when you have them in that position, when you introduce something that is outside of that, they will fight it because you have an identity crisis. And they've been doing this kind of tetrad management on the public forever.
Yeah.
Most people live in a completely, totally false reality about most things. And they don't realize that. They don't want to admit it. And they don't want to. There's no examination in any media, in any radio, or any TV anywhere where people are forced to examine their own sensory systems, make sense of their senses. Like, we're in acoustic space here. Some of it's visual. Those two mediums, when you alter them, it changes sensory awareness of everybody that's on the receiving end of it. Governments know this. Intelligence agencies know this. They know how to control the figure-ground relationship of all media. Right now, the figure-ground relationship dominant is Dallas.
Exactly.
However, now if it was Hillary, now that's not. It's been reprioritized and agreed upon by most people that are in consuming media and participating in it. Hence, I've always said that, you know, if you're going to learn about how the real world works, you have to undergo a media fast and suspend yourself from all technological impact on your nervous system, which is a whole other thing.
That is one of the best things anyone's ever said on the show, and I couldn't agree more. A media fast is something that everyone should do, because you disconnect and you start getting more truth when you listen to yourself, and you stop listening to the idiot box that's in everybody's house. My guest tonight is James Martinez. If you want to call in, it's 800-222-5222, 800-222-5222, 800-ABC-KBC. We are talking about free energy. We are talking about not having to pay your bills. We're talking about really mind control of the public. Give us a call. We'll be right back after these messages.
You're listening to Truth, Medicine, and Politics with Dr. Gregory A. Smith. To get on the air live with your questions or comments, call 800-222-5222. That's 800-222-5222 or 800-ABC-KABC. We'll be right back right after this break.
Cars, trucks, motorcycles. If it's got a motor, we've got your man. If there was ever a time you needed an automotive expert like Leon Kaplan at your side, it's now. The Motor Man. Sunday mornings at 8 on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Results may vary.
Hello, I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver in Leave It to Beaver. And 20 years ago, I almost died from type 2 diabetes. When I was diagnosed with type 2, I was shocked. My blood sugar was through the roof. Now, the very same natural remedies I use to control my type 2 diabetes are available for you in a super easy program called the Diabetes Solution Kit. And I should know it works. I use the very same techniques to drop 40 pounds of fat, get my blood sugar under control, and watch my type 2 diabetes fade into thin air. If you have diabetes, I urge you to try this step-by-step plan. It has all the natural techniques I used, and it works a lot faster, too. I'm Jerry Mathers, and if I can do it, you can do it, too.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to 11diabetesreverse.com. That's 11diabetesreverse.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to 11diabetesreverse.com. That's 11diabetesreverse.com now.
Are you tired of the old bait and switch when you're buying auto insurance online? May I interest you in a conversation with an actual human being regarding your insurance needs? If so, call HVH Insurance Services at 888-498-4495. HVH Insurance specializes in auto, home, and business insurance. For honesty, integrity, and a personal relationship with your broker, pick up the phone today and call HVH at 888-498-4495. Or log on to hvhins.com. That's hvhins.com.
This is Sam at Sam Nation. Listen to my show on 790 KABC. Chef Jamie Gwen here. Join me on Sundays at 12 noon for delicious conversation. This Sunday, Ina Yaloff stops by to dish on New York's culinary legends, and butcher Meredith Lee waxes poetic on ethical meat. I'm live on Sunday at 12 noon right here on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Welcome, bienvenue, welcome.
Divinely.
Cabaret.
Dangerously.
Cabaret to cabaret.
Decadent. Roundabout Theater Company's Cabaret.
At the Hollywood Pantages Theater, July 19th through August 7th.
Any Joe Schmo knows Geico will work to save you money on car insurance. But since money talks, why not just ask the savings?
That's me, Joe's savings. I'm not literally $1 million, but I feel like it. Why? Because when Joe switched his car insurance at Geico.com, his monthly rate went down and the savings went up. Now he uses the handy Geico mobile app anytime to check out his policy perks. Talk about a win-win and two thumbs up. Man, I wish I had thumbs.
Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
I'm Rocky Moselle with StarRegistry.com. Since we were children, we've been told to reach for the stars. It was great advice, now it's a great gift. Name a star after someone. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com, we will name a star after someone very special to you and send an incredible personalized gift. The new star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com for the hottest gift.
Looking for family-friendly events this summer that won't break the bank?
You ruined my life!
Don't ruin his life. Join 790 KABC at the 23rd annual Glendale Cruise Night, Saturday, July 16th. Be there as Brand Boulevard gets transformed into a car enthusiast dream with over 300 classic cars on display, a fireworks spectacular for him, and live music from the premier Eagles tribute band, Desperado, plus Beach Boys tribute band, Surfin', and the Surfaris. It's the best car show event of the year, and it's all free. The 23rd annual Glendale Cruise Night, Saturday, July 16th. Cruise on over to KABC.com for all the details.
Want the truth? You're listening to Truth, Medicine, and Politics with Dr. Gregory A. Smith. To get on the air live with your questions or comments, call 800-222-5222. That's 800-222-5222. Or 800-ABC-KABC. And now, Dr. Gregory A. Smith.
And we're back. And we were having a fascinating discussion. And we're going to get to some calls here in a minute. But I want to go back to some things that we were saying. My guest tonight is James Martinez. And we're talking about some important things. We're talking about the possibility and the reality that that energy, free energy, is here. It's been suppressed, like many things are suppressed. And one of the things that, James, you said before we took the break is taking a technology fast, meaning just all of it, the computers, the phones, everything, and rewire it, letting your nervous system reset. And this is one way that people can start to think for themselves, because one of the problems that we said a few minutes ago is that when people are exposed to truths like this, that this technology is here, the average person is going to reject it because of the programming in us, and we're just going to go right back to Chevron and fill our gas tank, or go right back and pay our PG&E bill, when this stuff is here that can change everything.
Yep. Part of the issue of that, it's never discussed in radio, it's never discussed in media, is that anything that we're doing live is not even heard anymore. Most people are not listening live. They don't need to, because everything's archived digitally. It's one of the effects of the digital environment and how it affects human behavior. So what you have people is they're listening in bits, and those bits are interrupted by what's referred to as the resonating interval. That's the point between two senses, between vision and hearing. So an interruption would be we're having a conversation, the resonating interval happens, the trigger comes in, the text comes in, I alter, I respond, the technology dictates modality, okay? So when I was formerly in radar and I was talking about this in various interviews, I was talking about what would happen when you have to self-medicate by doing a media fast, and that would be to disengage yourself from all technology. That means watches, print, audio, visual, anything that augments and alters your internal dialogue. So in a lot of the subject matter I would talk about, and I'd get immediate cognitive dissonance or anger or whatever you're saying. So I said, well, okay, one of the things that you need to do just for your own sanity and health is to dismantle everything, go into environment, nature, and go there, no phone, nothing, no watch, no printed material, no nothing, and spend a week there. And what happens when you do that is it's kind of like doing a psychological colonic of sorts. Your internal dialogue changes, your biorhythms changes, your sleep patterns change. You also pay attention more to what's going on biologically within your body. And then also, if you're sensitive enough, your own innate ability, telepathy, is enhanced as well. Mm. Because you don't have so much noise going on. So I've managed to be able to do this twice in my life because it takes a lot of arranging. You have to tell people you're going to be gone, and then you have to really put yourself way out there. And then when you come back from doing this, the technological impact on your nervous system, then you realize that you're surrounded by electric pollution, constant bombardment of information, and then dealing with the electrical environment, which is the basic electrocution of human behavior, and how that's affecting news, how it's affecting human perception, how it's affecting the figure-ground relationship and what's important in the news, what's the headline, who agreed to the headline, who's making those decisions about what it is. Like this, what I'm talking here about tonight, this is a major priority.
Right.
They won't touch this, generally speaking.
Well, people are distracted. As you said, it's been 24/7 about Dallas right now. And,
yes.
You know, there's a lady named Catherine Austin Fitz, who I'm sure you know of, and she was in our first film. And one of the things she said, I can't remember if she said it in the film or off or in private, but one of the things that was interesting is when she worked for the George H. Bush or Papa Bush administration, she said that they didn't focus on doing certain things. They focused on how they could move the consciousness of people to where they want them to be.
Right.
So it's not even like selling something. It's like we know what we're going to do. We're just having to move people little by little to where we want them to be. And to me, this is the media.
Okay.
In general.
Let me give an example of something that is exactly that is done for the benefit of banks and for what's coming in the new technocracy. And I've said this, and now I can't wait to hammer it now because this is the truth. There's two companies called Uber and Lyft. Those are behavioral design, behavioral science projects to alter the safety, physical safety of your own value system by going into a car with a stranger, paying for it, and normalizing that behavior. Your mother told you, don't talk to strangers and don't get in the car with strangers, and now it's normalized. Because I've heard stories about young kids being picked up by strangers and all the bad stuff that's going on, because they're going to create an argument to get rid of drivers entirely and augment and totally change and bring in the robot drivers and so forth. So how did they do that? How did they manage to completely change somebody's value system? There is a method to it. It happens all the time. We're constantly being hammered by these new value systems and determining what's going to happen next. And that's a specific one that most people are aware of now. Yet they're still doing it. They know it's dangerous, but they're doing it. Why? Why are we doing that? And how do you do that to a society? And yes, of course, they want to be able to control the figure ground, meaning the what's coming from the north, east, west, and south, that conjunction point, news, and make that the talking point. Right. Who's deciding these things? Well, it's not me. I can tell you that right now. Right. I would be talking completely, totally differently about what's going on right now. Instead of dividing people, let's unite people.
Right.
This just should be a reminder to unite everyone. Not just about the energy implications, but uniting everybody in a situation where everything has gone completely bonkers,
right,
including this election. It's a joke.
Well, Tracy has been holding for a little bit. I'm going to have a caller here and listen, bring Tracy on right now. Tracy, are you there?
Hello.
Hi there.
Hi, Gregory. Hi, James.
Hello.
Hi there.
I wanted to ask you about Tesla's radiant energy, your thoughts on it.
Yes, it's real. All of Tesla's stuff has been hidden from the public. Most people don't even know who he is. While I was going in high school and college, nobody said a word about it.
They think it's a car.
Yeah, they think it's a car. Right. That's basically what people think. They don't realize this is like the greatest inventor of all time. And I've met with people with the Tesla Society, and I've had people contact me, and they've always said, well, Of course, cold fusion rules, because Tesla probably would have completely agreed it and knew how to do it himself in a different version of it. So why wouldn't this have happened? Why isn't this? Of course, this is real. Nikola Tesla did everything. We would be in a completely different position in society if he was allowed to do what he was doing. But no, thanks to certain banks.
What happened to his stuff. I mean, what happened when he died, and even his death is somewhat mysterious. But apparently, the government came in and seized all of his things out of his apartment, and not only this, but people that credits him with the people that talk about time travel and things of this nature also credit Tesla. This guy was on another level, above Einstein, I can tell you that much. And
definitely.
He clearly had free energy. Technology also. Tracy, thank you for the call.
One other question. I just wanted to ask you about Agenda 21 and the forced relocation of water from California and the Southwest, and your thoughts on primary water.
I know about Agenda 21. I know the agenda of 21 and 30, and those agendas, some of them will fail. Because of other things that are going behind the scenes that will stop that. I won't go into the details of it, but a lot of the doom and gloom scenarios that people have been told about aren't going to come to pass because there's a huge awakening now. So I would reorganize your perceptions and get ready for good things to happen. Agenda 21, that's not finalized or decided yet. It's decided by a few people, but they haven't checked with anybody else, and everybody else isn't going to go for it. So, you know.
All right, Tracy.
And what are your thoughts on primary water? You know, the thought of that it goes back to the Bible, that the earth was destroyed by the flood, and that the center of the earth can still regenerate water from its core.
I don't know enough about it to give an educated answer on it, but just based on experience, you're probably correct that there is something going on bigger with that.
Okay, Tracy, we're going to have to move on. Thank you for your call. Appreciate it. James, we have only about 3 minutes left, and I always, if we can, try and close this on an up note. We talk about a lot of horrific things on this show on purpose because I want people to wake up. But your message is even when we've talked before is a positive one, because what this can do for people, what can the people listening out there, what can they do to help bring this out in the open?
Start to discussing it, same way you would discuss some garbage TV show that you just saw. Make it part of your normal conversation when you go get coffee. If you're at work, talk about it. And explore it too, because the bottom line is when this comes out, there is going to be discussions worldwide, and it's going to have to be that way because it's going to have to be from the bottom up, not from the top down, meaning the authority figures that have been telling us what to do and how to live and what to think. That's not going to happen with this. It's going to be from the bottom up. That means the public is going to have a stake on how and what is going to be designed and how it should be put in local cities, what applications are going to be best. It's going to change the structure of money too, so that's what's upsetting to a lot of people. But we think now that based upon what's happened with the banks creating so much debt and completely collapsing the economy, that those particular people are not going to be in charge like they've been in the past. That's over.
And that's huge.
That is huge. They don't like that, but you had fun while you can. That's fine. It's over. There's a new day coming out. So
we need a new day. Well, let me give you out some websites. Go check James out at jamesmartinezmedia.net. That's jamesmartinezmedia.net. Also coldfusionnow.org. Coldfusionnow.org. If you missed any of this, you can always hear the show again on drgregorysmith.com, drgregorysmith.com, or kbc.com. You know, I always tell people, you have to wake up. I think the media fast is such a great idea, even just a TV fast, if you're listening out there. Just turn off the TV for a weekend. Just don't watch TV. Just see how you start to change inside. It's important that people think for themselves. That's what this is all about. If we don't think for ourselves, nothing is going to change. If you just listen to what you're being told all the time, you're just going to follow the message you're being told, not following what's right or what's in your heart. This is Dr. Gregory A. Smith. You've been listening to Truth, Medicine, and Politics with my guest, James Martinez, and we will be back next Saturday night. Have a great week.
This show furnished by GS Medical Center and Dr. Gregory A. Smith.